Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc, Quad Boy, Death Gil, GB, joining us very shortly. I'm currently froze up because I uploaded a track to the soundboard. So just give me a minute, and I'll have it all uploaded. Well, and I'll be back, hopefully, in a bit. But y'all know how Blog Talk is. They like to waste people's time because it freezes when you upload a track. Like the bunch of bitches they are. But, since it's just me at the moment, I'm going to go on a track. And I say, seeing that we've seen Dixie Carter's Dark Side.
300,000 dead. A quarter, more than a quarter of a million people dead. Flat. And the rest, they're going to suffer.
My reflection fades more in the mirror every day. Dark clouds in the sky feel like they pulling me away. Daydreaming, but I'm leaning like my body's in a coma. Kush, wake me out my sleep, cause I'm weak from the aroma. Let me slip into your ear and take a trip with all my listeners into a new dimension with a hoodoo practitioner. This is the story about the evil that never dies. When worlds collide, my soul just ride from the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be, where your happiness is just an illusion.
I'm gone off dust in the desert by the fire, smoking Bob Marley, trying to talk to Richard Pryor. Speaking in tongues, but the souls hear me clearly. When I finish chanting, you can see him standing near me, riding with the dead like I'm driving in a hearse. You wanna ride with us? We gotta kill you first. Black magic hour, getting better with my power. Look the wraith in the eye so you don't die like a coward. Shadows coming at you all around out the darkness. Sinister intentions that henchmen are heartless. You see flashes of the bad shit you did in life. The more you watch, the more you fade away from the light. Now it's void of all color, you caught in between, where the wind never stops and all you hear is screams. You can't get away, ask anyone that's tried. Your soul is now forever lost in the dark side.
Can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion?
Lost in the dark side.
This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be, where your happiness is just an illusion.
Handful of black magic, I throw some. If a crumb land on you, watch you go numb. Detroit City, where the real killers come from. Fuck with us, we leave you on the steering wheel slump. With your brains oozing out both of your eye sockets. Run your pockets, stomp your girlfriend unconscious. I'm with the monsters because they know that I'm a beast. Starving like I never ate, now it's time to feast. If you were relating, then for you, this is your release. Big hoodoo, call me Jake. Dole doubler, a hustler from 7 Mile. I'm psychopathic, now we dominate the underground. And I don't fuck around, I'm holding my position down. When I roll through your town, we gon' smoke a pound. Drink the potion out the skull, my life is fried. I don't give a fuck, cause I'm in love with the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be, where your happiness is just an illusion. Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be, where your happiness is just an illusion.
And we're back. And here you go. I love it when you fucking post up in a fucking group for juggalos. Well, that's got like a shitload of juggalos in it. And someone doesn't know damn what the fuck it means. It's just funny as all hell. I don't know about y'all, but I think it's funny. But, I guess whenever Ghetto G calls, it'll play his track. In the meantime, I'll go to another track. How about we go with, Blaze Your Dead Homie, Escape Artist.
I try to feel the sunshine, we're standing in the rain.
With all your to know it misses on my boat. I taste the whole bit. I drink and talk a little shit. See who got the balls to pull the strap and really use it. That's where the fun comes in. After they pop me, they gotta hide my body. So no one suspects it. A body stop me. It's interesting to see the means and attack and decay to make so that my death is tucked away nice. But it threw me over the bridge. It's like I was some garbage. Of course I wasn't conscious, not dead in the sense they thought I was. But it's lucky you don't, but get you caught up, cause I'm not invincible. I could die a million times. Each time more people than the first. Still I survive. Both hands are tied behind my back. As I'm breathing dirty water, my legs are being worn to death by the sewer rat. I move erratically to make them work for the meal. I dislocate my shoulders. I tip off this like banana peel. I'm close to drumming again. 10 minutes to count me to them is my record. So I'm feeling like I'm ahead. And points was a few from the rest, but it's all good. Let's believe that good boy will be back to walk the neighborhood. In old time waterlogged and pulled and bitten. It'd be like I can't believe that he did it. He really okay. But some real gangsters fed my legs into a hood chipper. But the blades got caught on my bones. Cause I woke up screaming and noticed that my right foot and leg was gone. My eye popped out of socket and dangling on the cheek. They must have strangled me to sleep cause I'm unable to speak. I must have screamed just the side of my head. Cause they still think that I'm dead. They using the shovel to scrape away clumps of the bread from out the chipper. To pry my legs out so they can chop me up manually. Bag me up and throw me out. No sweat, give me a week. In a roll of some duct tape and a shovel to dig the rest of my body up and I'm straight.
Back, motherfuckers. I think up next, I'm gonna give you some motherfucking drive-by back on the block.
Drive. vibe by so fuck what you heard on the boulevard and guards in the concrete. Back into our own beat, putting down the ponies in the street. Smoking that weed every night, it's only right. Back on the block and our future's by that sunlight. Get your ponies on and lace them up. You gotta stand tall like a tree when time's up.
Strapped with a Glock, ready to unload on your spot, let the bass knock. Lock and load drive-bys in your city. All white tees, black dickies, smoking sticky. Erase the haze, make you amazed. Me and Blaze on a mission cause we know crime pays. If you got it, let me see it cause you giving it up. Hand it over for that closure, don't be pressing your luck. What?
And we back, motherfuckers. See up next with the give y'all what to give y'all.
That's some metal. Let's go with Static X, Black and White.
Getting to the right, getting to the wrong, getting mine. Getting
Hi, motherfuckers. Up next, Chris Angel, Underground. Lollapalooza.
Wow. Are you guys always that lame?
Lollapalooza is the fucking shit. We talking about lame.
Hey, at least you're not watching those boobies. Yaya. Yaya's boobies.
And I wish I was. But let me ask you, do you even know what Lollapalooza is?
Nope. And do I want to know? Nope.
Lollapalooza is one of the oldest and best concerts alive.
So, what are you guys going to play for me?
Well, once Gil G comes up on here, I got a track to play for him since he requested a track earlier.
I'm not a crackhead.
I might be, but I'm not.
We didn't see you were a crackhead. I said, once Gil G gets up on here, I got something to play for him.
You guys and Brian.
Well, Brian's definitely a crackhead.
Where are you going? Who's that?
They're all like, oh my God. What the fuck,
dude? Banging?
I'm trying to play something old here.
and we're back. What up, ghetto?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, can you hear your wife?
Nothing, you little heathen bitch.
Yeah.
It's all because of you and the devil Comcast on why my TV has been out for the past 3 days.
Just blame it on Comcast. They're a fucking bunch of bitches anyway.
Like, seriously, man. Around 8 o'clock to, like, early in the morning the next day is when this fucking channels go out.
Damn.
For the past 3 days. You shut up.
Hey.
Let me go tell my hands hurt, bro. Find some
gloves.
Oh.
Talk to
you later, Tommy.
Oh, somebody just whooping to us?
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm sorry, I was distracted with Yaya on the tip.
Man, you might not want to say that again. You might get a whole shitload of pictures.
Yeah, from Destiny.
What?
Who is a closet lesbian?
Wow. That's not the reaction I was expecting.
Oh, damn.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I want to save this picture of Yaya and send it to you, ghetto.
Why didn't send it to me, then?
Unfortunately, it won't let me on fucking Instagram.
Instagram?
There's no fucking
right
here.
What?
There. I copied it. Let me see if I can, now, let me see if I can post it.
Well, why don't you just find that damn picture on Google? I'm sure it's there.
I sent it to you.
What are you doing, man?
Why the fuck are you mumbling into the phone for? Yeah, we still have no idea what the hell you're saying.
So we hear us laughing.
Everybody says I can still wear a spot. Come on, every day. What, casual Sunday? Yep. You'll see Comic-Con. But now, like, in this costume, like, you can definitely see Yaya Han's fucking camel toe.
Well, there's the one where she's just all painted up with body paint. She's pretty much naked.
Yeah.
She'll be enemies,
right?
Yeah, she's my best.
Hell yeah.
Huh?
Who's your best friend?
My ex.
A crackhead.
Your ex is your best friend.
Yeah, my baby's dad.
Your baby's dad? You got a kid?
We already had this discussion when I was pregnant. Burr.
When the fuck did we have that conversation?
Yeah. Like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we did it.
I thought you said you were pregnant.
I was.
That was, yeah, like, whenever that was. How the hell did you have a kid already?
I had a miscarriage.
Well, then you don't have a kid.
No.
So then you can't say you have a kid.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's weird.
I know, right? Almost as weird as her telling me that one time that she was smoking her boy out, even though it was his weed.
Yeah. I wonder how he felt about that.
And gee, I wonder why she had miscarriage. Smoking weed, drinking. Yeah, that's because that is a hell of a lot when you're fucking pregnant.
Shut up.
Seriously, you were doing all that shit while you were pregnant?
I couldn't mean because if I have to test them,
no, Just a...
Oh, yeah, Ghetto, Trey Styles said what up.
Who?
Trey Styles. I'm not... You know Trey?
Oh, yeah, that Canadian dude always playing GTA in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Yeah, he's up in the chat room.
Yeah. I know those girls on the...
So, Trey, man, you got any lights yet?
Contact, no. Yeah.
Probably not.
I got them at...
Or was it that you got yelled at for leaving the lights on? Which was it?
What the fuck does bump and what the fuck does mean exactly? I'm trying to figure this out.
What does what mean?
That'd be wild.
Jumbo free chat and some dude commented saying bump and much more for love.
Eyes are really green.
Bump.
Like table green, and then I could take one out and let it look.
I don't
all
fucking know.
And she's about to go on mute in a minute.
I don't know what bump is.
I don't either.
Unless you're snorting coke or something.
He said, "Roomie's lights on and stove for heating."
What?
Alright, so he just got like, will you start screaming at the phone?
It's a cat. Are you guys going to play me some cat?
No.
No, because in fact, you didn't request anything. You know, in order for us to play music for you,
what's
you have to request that? Something.
What kind of music did it play?
Ganja days.
I'm out King's Ganja days.
I have no clue what the hell he just said.
That's that Ganja days.
I think he's saying "Come out King's Ganja days."
He did.
Do we have that on the soundboard, Ghetto?
It's a good question.
I mean, consider the fact, you know, we removed some fucking KMK off the board just because of the fact, you know, there was a lot of tracks that nobody requested and that nobody listens to.
Well, there you go. Now is the time to check.
We do not have gone today.
Hey is for horses.
Yeah.
You have to get it.
Well, I don't have it on my computer, so good luck with that one.
What will happen if we don't get it?
I'll be mad.
You'll be sad. No, we wouldn't want that.
Oh, I don't know about you, Ghetto, but I'd find it funny.
We could always go to, you know, what I want to hear.
Oh, you just want to hear him talk about that, and that's all.
You know what song I want to hear.
Well, too bad,
yes,
because
we know.
You know what,
yeah.
I want to hear.
Yeah, the netting game, but consider like you ask on track here that you request, you know, 99% of the show, you're not getting it.
I'm sorry, we deleted that song.
Whatever. You did not delete that song.
But you know what we can give you? We can give you a song,
huh?
Where we could see you in hell.
All right.
Yes.
In my room.
No, it's not in my room.
Hell is not in your room.
Yaha.
Uh-huh. Who the fuck? Yeah. Who the fuck says yaha?
Yaha. I do.
Same person that goes, I know, huh?
I know, huh?
Oh, here you go, DJ Clay. Wait, see you.
Yep.
Actually, it's ODS.
Oh, either way.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a motherfucker that won the contest, y'all. ODS. Let him bleed. 4.
this song right here is for all of you out there that have been laughed at your whole life and fucked with for your beliefs. Fuck everybody. Fuck what they think and fuck you.
I don't know why when I think about life, I don't care about nothing. What have I become? Could it be that I'm truly empty up inside of my soul and I really could be tired? I'm a shell of a man and it seems that I've turned into everything that I've always been. So I know what I gotta do now. Got a gun to my head and I'ma see you all in hell. From the demons in me, I believe I can see them. My feet on my seed, on my heat, and they breathing in me. Why does everybody look at me like I'm a weirdo? Just because I fear, oh, I can see clear. The only people that hate me surround me, seeking my fate when they found me, leaving me greatly surrounded. Even sedate me, I doubt it. I don't really know what I'm trying to say. I found time to get by with a line to say. Look in my eyes, you will find that I'm blind to gray. And other times, if the crime is offline with me, I'm a crazy ass gun fanatic. I fucking had it with faggots rapping with addicts. I'm sniping with automatics. I can take your breath away and I'll leave you an asthmatic. If that's the way you want it to come, and just grab at it. Don't you come at me with bullshit, cause I'ma just laugh at it. I don't know why when I think about life, I don't care about nothing. What have I become? Could it be that I'm truly empty up inside of my soul and I really could be tired? I'm a shell of a man and it seems that I've turned into everything that I've always been. So I know what I gotta do now. Got a gun to my head and I'ma see you all in hell.
Y'all ready? Let's go. Every day that I wake up alive, I'm in fear that I won't live up to what you wanted. I'm not about to do it.
Do it!
Never say that I made up my mind to conform to the world and the views inside it. Now I can really see where you at.
Do it!
Why does it just seem that I can bust free from the sluts that crush me? All I do is just flee. But I know in time that I will grow and rhyme ahead of those in crime. Then I can show it's fine. I left the hope behind. And you will know in time when I can show whole worlds that they supposed to die. Now the tears fall daily. Fear which y'all made me clearly. Y'all shady near me. All ladies hear me call crazy, here it's all great. They was right when they said insane, so just hate me.
And we're back.
You know, these terrible songs that they play on MTV Jams sound a whole lot better on mute.
I was on mute.
Not you.
You.
I was on mute.
Oh. We're not talking about you. We're talking about some fucking dumbass shit they have on MTV Jams.
Alright, asshole.
Yeah, no, you're right, Gitto. I mean, a lot of that shit does sound, you know, does sound better when it's on mute. And especially,
well, it's
especially
not,
when you got like something like fucking Pee-wee in Hell.
Well, it's just not like I understand what the hell they're saying on the song when it's when the volume's up. But talking muttering on a track.
And holy shit, Miss Looney's up in the chat room.
Oh shit! Our big titted demon friend is here.
Now, my question is...
Don't get angry, Miss Looney. You know we love
my
you.
My question is, Ghetto, who do you think has bigger tits, Miss Looney or Yaya Han?
I don't know. Well, Miss Looney's a real, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, apparently she says that she has bigger tits than Yaya.
Wow. Well then, yeah, I'd probably go with her too.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Looney.
Oh. Yeah, Miss Looney.
Huh?
Miss Looney.
Shit.
Yep.
I said.
You hear that, Miss Looney, man? You made you a fan right now.
Whatever. I like guys. I like dick, okay?
She's like, I just want to be in between your breasts.
No, I don't.
You like mine.
Did you say like yours?
You didn't hear what you said.
Does he have boobs?
You like mine.
I didn't know his dude had boobs.
I got boobs.
He said I like his.
You like his boobs?
Yep.
Well, does he like your boobs?
Yes, he does. That's right.
Are you just saying that?
Yeah.
Don't feel the pressure, right, man.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Now, there you go, Havoc. You can get into your, why do people that aren't juggalos question the whoop, whoop?
But that shit was a swing. Apparently that chick was trying to make a joke about the shit, like, you know, trying to be funny.
Cause I hate her.
How the hell do you make that funny?
I don't know. She goes, I know what it is. I was trying to be funny, damn it. You were supposed to LOL.
Well, we didn't find it funny.
Are they from New York?
Yeah, we're from New York. The big ass bitch.
That's what's up. Put the biggie on. Biggie.
Biggie's dead. I'm sorry.
Nobody till somebody killed you. Put that song on. That's what's up.
Does that
We don't have any on the soundboard.
You don't have any?
He doesn't have that song on the soundboard.
He's getting shut down left and right.
Big Papa.
We don't have any Biggie on the soundboard.
Whatever.
Big Papa. Biggie Smalls. Come on. That's the legend right there from New York.
Yeah, Havoc. Where's all the Biggie at, man?
I don't have any Biggie. But,
you don't have no.
I mean, you know, if you want a legend from New York, you know, you go talk about Anthrax. Just in fact, Anthrax is from New York City.
New York City is. Biggie's from New York.
Go ahead, Havoc, man. Say it back. Back and forth.
I wonder if he realizes Anthrax is from New York, too.
So you want to put on Biggie?
We ain't got no Biggie.
Huh? You ain't got no Biggie?
No.
We just said this like 3 times.
More like 10 times.
Maybe they have gun
club. How about this?
How about
this?
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Train the Yellow Wolf to sleep at night.
Hey, I do believe we have that song.
You have Rick?
What? Wait.
It's a sleep at night, right?
Put
that song.
Huh?
We have that song. Epic, play it.
Play it.
What does he want to hear? I didn't even hear him.
By Ritz.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Featuring that. I mean,
Yellow Wolf.
Oh, yeah, that bitch. Ritz is good. Yellow Wolf, not so much. Let me get up to that track for y'all. There you go.
Georgia. My girlfriend, always on number one on my side. But lady, all we ever do is argue and fight. She said she can't imagine her becoming a wife. Marrying the rappers no longer, but she wants a life. I told her I would go and get my GED. Even got a 9 to 5, sipping burgers and fries. Trying to show her I'm dedicated and never want to separate from her, cause all I want is being her to survive. We ain't even making love anymore, and I'm sure it's a fade, but she just lays there and reads the bed. And my feet is tired from work instead of dragging the blur. I would rather go and smoke some weed instead. Been a month now, ever since the day she left. Took in the bedroom, dressed her and saw the note. Said she loved me, but she needed a break. I guess I'll leave it to fate when I'm praying today. No, she wrote, I wonder how.
How do you go to sleep at night? Sleep at night. If I'm not the one sleeping with you, with you. Bitch, didn't I treat you right? Yeah, that's how the story goes. Hey, wasn't I always there for you? There for you. Now you're just another song for me to write. Me to write a lullaby. So I'm gonna sharpen up my number two. Number two. So how did you go to sleep at night? Bitch, if I'm not the one sleeping with you.
We were taking a break, kind of fuckers are breaking up for good. On your Facebook page, I see your status is single. You had some pictures of me and you and your photo album and all the secret shit, but you hanging out with the same dude. Posing with your camera phone. What the fuck, that motherfucker got sandals on? Are you kidding me? I've been drinking constantly, drowning in my misery. And you been out fucking somebody that's not even missing me. What about all the history that we have with each other? Everything is damaged, way too bad to recover. Somebody else has had a dick and you sick and you little despicable bitch. And there's a way we can't get back with each other. Bitch, I always figured that our love will be timeless. Think about when we stay with the fam in Orlando. Drunk a shit in the mountains, in the honeymoon cabin, never happened, gotta put it behind this shit. Well, I hope it's what you wanted, you lying bitch. Hope a dick is bigger than mine is. Hope you finally got somebody who got an education. I'm wasting the time rapping, following the dreams like I did. I wish that you and him would get in the car wreck, or maybe catch an STD. But I should be happy for you to fly away and just be free. But the memory won't let me be. I'm still wondering how.
How do you go to sleep at night? Sleep at night. If I'm not the one sleeping with you, with you. Bitch, didn't I treat you right? Yeah, that's how the story goes. Hey, wasn't I always there for you? There for you. Now you're just another song for me to write. Me to write a lullaby. So I'm gonna sharpen up my number two. Number two. So how do you go to sleep at night? Bitch, if I'm not the one sleeping with you.
And we're back. You know, Ghetto, I think my ears are finally, I think the training sort of finally paced up. I'll pay off, man. Because whenever Yo Boy fucking verse comes up on there, I just block it out.
What happened?
I said, I think the training is finally paying off because, you know, I've been trying to train my ears to where when a shitty verse from a shitty artist comes on, I just block it out. That way I ain't got to hear it.
I probably heard you completely wrong right now. But did you say the tranny is coming in handy right now?
What the fuck? No. I said, I think the training is finally starting to pay off because of the fact whenever like a shitty ass horse like Gilly Wolf comes on, I've been trying to train my ears to where I just block it out. This is a damn thing about a tranny being coming in handy.
That's why it wasn't making any sense.
Why the fuck would I want a tranny for?
I don't know. You were talking to one. I don't know.
Yeah, and that tranny left my life, thank God. Well, Ghetto Man, I think it's time I introduced you to solo music. I'm solo era.
Yes, we must.
Here we go. Sinner's Prayer.
Thank you.
and we're back.
Man, that song wasn't too good, man.
I mean, you know, like, it's different from, like, you know, like what Soli's, you know, used to doing with Godsmack.
Yeah, completely different. I didn't like that.
I don't know. You know, like, I kind of like it. I mean, you know, honestly, you know, I think it takes a lot of guts, you know, for someone like Sully, you know, like who's in the fucking, who does metal so fucking much, you know, to step out of metal and try something completely different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Stone Sour.
Yeah. But apparently Slipknot's not going to be getting back together, from what I'm hearing.
I wasn't aware that they broke up.
Well, I mean, you know, seeing as how Paul Gray's not, you know, not with him anymore, you know, since you did.
Yeah, but they never said they were breaking up.
I actually do remember hearing that one time that mentioning that, you know, that if anything happened to, you know, to any of the members, like, you know, Paul Gray, that they would not reform.
Well, I guess they need money.
But, yeah, but yeah, Trey wants to know, where's your mind at? Get up with the whole tranny shit.
I don't fucking know.
I told him that my mind was in, it was in Looney's tits.
I'm sure she'd really appreciate that.
Oh, I guess she did because she laughed about it. I mean, hey, he goes, stop talking. Okay, Miss Looney wants to say this. Stop talking about my tits.
Why? Why do we got to stop talking about your tits?
Yeah, and that's so big.
And how we want to caress them. I just want to cuddle up in them and take a nap.
Yeah, I just want to hold him.
He wants to hold him like a newborn baby.
She goes, what do you mean, why? Laugh my fucking ass off. Oh, my God, shut up.
Well, what would you like us to talk about, Miss Looney?
Maybe her ass. Why'd it get quiet?
Because we don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, I said, you know, maybe Miss Lee would like us to talk about her ass. I mean, you know, she does have a nice fat ass too. She goes anything but her.
Anything but you. All right, we'll talk about Trey then.
Yeah.
Trey and his big boobs.
Yeah, Trey, you might want to be scared to consider the fact, you know, Ghetto's thinking about your boobs over there. I mean, we can talk about Yaya's tits. I mean, damn. It may be fake, but damn, first Asian I've ever seen with big titties.
Well, it's not the first Asian. It's one of the select few.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Ricky's got nice tits too. So is fucking Monica.
And we're back to Monica.
Yeah, man, I fucking love Monica's tits, man. Yo, know, she's gorgeous. She's got nice tits. She's got a fucking fat ass. She's a nice camel toe. You know, I mean, you know, at least, you know, this movie's not like that great chick who fucking reported us for a fucking naked picture.
That's what people do all the time.
Yeah, because they're so sensitive. Why are you people so fucking sensitive?
People are probably very sensitive that look at Miss Looney all bloody in the bathtub. They probably try reporting her.
Yeah, don't report her. Just, you know, just get in with her. I know I would. She goes, why would I? I don't know. Why the fuck did, you know, why was Grace so offensive because of a fucking naked picture?
Yeah. People act like they've never seen a nude person before.
Exactly. I mean, come on. You know? When you're taking a shower or a bath, whatever the fuck you're doing, all getting fucked. You're naked. So why are you bitching about someone else being naked?
Yeah, man, let's get back to MySpace where we could post whatever the fuck we wanted.
Yeah.
Can we go to fucking Facebook, we post up one, like, half-naked chick or something, man. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? How dare you? I'll murder your family.
Have some respect for yourself.
Hashtag respect squad.
Hashtag the retarded. I mean, come on. It's the internet, people. You're bound to see naked pictures no matter where the fuck you go. I mean, I love they have porn. And yet you're sensitive about fucking seeing naked pics of chicks on fucking Facebook. Dumbasses.
What are you talking about? What's porn?
You know, it's the thing that, I believe it's the thing that falls under the lust for hell.
So you're talking about seeing naked bitches with demon babies coming out of their nipples.
Yes. Just
and
like this movie.
You got like zombie bitches coming after you, just moaning. Like,
yeah, just like, you know, yeah, just like Miss Looney. She's a she's a naked demon bitch with fucking babies coming out of her nipples.
She got babies coming out of her nipples.
Hey, you never know.
Well, that'd be interesting.
That'd be hot as all hell to see.
I don't know whether to be excited or scared.
How about both? She's like, no, stop it.
I'm sure we're gonna make a status later tonight.
And I'm sure we will.
Cause she called me an ass whenever I posted up a picture of Dante's Inferno.
Why the fuck did she call you an ass for that?
Don't you remember the conversation that we had the other day?
About how I
said she was the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this, Lee, being called the devil, you know, could be a compliment. It's better than calling, you know, the jackass upstairs.
Jackass upstairs?
Yeah.
Who's upstairs?
Yeah, no favorite person.
Hallelujah.
Hey, is this favorite person?
I just like tagging you in religion things.
Yeah. Annoying. I want to be tagged in religion things.
It's funny as hell, though. Because that person keeps posting up, like, I don't know, what is it, like Bible passages or some shit?
Some bullshit like that. And then apparently he gets offended when people say, oh, you know, telling the fucker, stop posting that shit.
Fine, Havoc. Just because you don't like the Bible, I'll allow you to play The Bible is Bullshit.
Sounds good to me. This track is dedicated to the dumbass that keeps putting up fucking Bible passages and fucking singles, doubles, and doublets. Because he's a fucking retard. And nobody gives a fuck about that bullshit. Whatsoever. So, here you go.
I wonder how many times you can say bullshit.
In the history of the human race, of all the inspirations for the separation of man from his true tribal culture, of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita to spread separation of man.
That Bible is bullshit.
And we are back.
Yay.
You know, good. I think I'm gonna post that fucking. I'm gonna post that track on that fucking Bible Thumpers status over there.
Yeah, that usually pisses people off.
Good.
Like that one girl that Chris was internet dating with.
Yeah, that dumb bitch.
She wanted to be dumb, so I posted that shit to her wall.
For an ugly bitch. That chick that played Sitar or whatever the fuck her name is. Like the. You know, I think it's kind of funny, though, because I'm watching this. On Stars, but yeah, I own the movie.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. I own a bunch of DVDs, but I watch it on TV. I won't ever pick up the DVD, though.
Oh, I actually have the double disc of it, where it comes with both First and Annihilation. But the only reason
that's what I'm saying,
TV,
man. I own the movie, but I'll never pick it up and put it in. But if it's on TV, I'll sit there and watch it.
Oh yes, the best thing is I get points for watching the movie.
Ooh, points.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that chick that played fucking Sitar, what the fucking name, like, you know, the fucking bitch that looked like Goro, except in female form. She ugly as all fuck.
Ain't her name like Sheba?
What the fucking name is? She's ugly as all hell. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind a chick with fucking, you know, four arms, but, if she's ugly as all hell, get the fuck away from me.
What the fuck you want a bitch with four arms for?
Hey, what up?
That would be very weird.
Yeah, but shit, but if I had four arms, I was fucking a chick, that'd definitely come in handy.
I suppose so.
But I just don't want that bitch because she's ugly. I mean, I'll say this. She looks better than fucking Snooki. But damn, still ugly. Again, Apollo, shit looks better than Snooki.
Well, duh. I think you're hung up on Snooki right now. What the fuck's going on?
I'm gonna kill the bitch. That way.
We already did like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that Lizzie chick, you know, just wanted to have a conversation with us. Unfortunately for her, she chose the wrong thing to have a conversation about.
That's for sure.
I mean, come on. You gonna sit there and defend the bitch?
I don't know, a lot of people probably would, which is very sad about America and Canada. Shout out to Trey in the room, though.
Oh, Trey left. He said, well, night, fam. Keep it wicked. Although he spelled wicked completely wrong. He's missing a C in there.
And I don't know, man. He spells fuck weird, too.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how you misspell fuck.
I don't know how you misspell wicked. It's fucking W-I, he put W-I-K-I-D.
I don't know. People spell this shit all differently.
It sounds like he's trying to say, wee, okay. Or some sort. Or why, kid, or something like that. Right, Ms. Louie? Even though you're not talking in the room, you should just call in. That way we can be able to
rest.
Ms. Looney, you're all late and shit. Like, he already left.
Yeah, Ms. Looney. Where the hell were you at? Why weren't you paying attention?
I think Ms. Looney should just call in.
Yeah, call in and tell us a story.
Yeah, and sing Ghetto G, happy birthday.
God damn it, Havoc. Just tell us a story.
While you're at it, sing me a early happy birthday as well.
Sing in Spanish.
No, just singing in English. Apparently she was busy.
Uh-huh. You're always busy.
She goes, laugh my ass off. No, you guys are pushing it.
I think she's getting mad.
I think so, too.
I think she wants to kill us.
That's more likely. She goes,
I think we're going to be the bloody corpses in her bathtub.
Hey, you know what? I don't mind being a bloody corpse in her bathtub.
Even if you're not breathing?
Hey, you know what? I'm still there.
Not really.
She goes, LOL, yeah, I want to kill you.
See? I knew it.
I mean, I'm just saying, Ms. Looney, I might as well get an early happy birthday song, because like, I probably won't get one for you on my birthday.
You ain't getting one now, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on, fucking getting Gilgi here has been waiting for, like, what, 3-4 years for his?
Man, at least 10 years. I swear. But I'm over it.
Uh-huh. That's why you get upset every time I mention it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Now she's yelling at us, saying, stop talking about it. LOL.
Damn, man. We ain't allowed to talk about anything.
I know, right? Can't talk about your tits. Can't talk about you singing happy birthday for us. Can't talk about your ass. Can't talk about being a naked corpse in your bathtub.
So how's the weather out there?
Yeah, Ms. Lisa, how's the weather in Arizona? She goes, with her involved, no. So So apparently, so apparently we can't talk about anything with her involved in it. That includes the weather.
More fun then.
Okay, well, then what can we talk about there, Ms. Louie? You said Arizona is hot like the devil's dick.
And you wouldn't know.
Well, either she said dick or shit, one or two, because it got something else. So I'm just going to say dick, because that's something she'd probably say.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Damn censorship.
I wonder, Ms. Looney, do you cosplay?
She does that more on the gory side.
I mean, shit, man. The thing about it, man, if she and Yaya were both right next to each other,
it'd be like I died and went to hell.
Hell yeah. You know, it's maybe.
Maybe to what?
I guess cosplay in there. I'm guessing she does cosplay, maybe.
Well, thanks for summing that up. I would have never got that.
Oh, Ms. Looney, is that a track you want to hear? As long as it's not the netting game. Now she's moaning in the room.
The who?
I don't know. She just goes.
That's what I'm saying too. But that wasn't the question.
Come on, Miss Louie. Decide. You want something to eat? You want to hit something? Like I said, as long as it's not the netting game, because of Destiny.
You can do it!
All because of Destiny. I've grown tired of hearing that song.
No.
Oh, she has a request. I think that the only thing that she ever seems to know is that or fucking in my room. Like, you can't pick out something new, something different? Maybe Isham, Twisted, Boondocks, Blaze, something
like that. Why don't you go ahead and play that new Snow the Prolix song I put up here? Who We Yours?
You can definitely do that. Who We Are, man, that sounds like a track by Kesha, too.
It's a whole lot better than fucking Kesha.
Well, Kesha's a whole lot better than Snooki.
What the fuck is your problem with that bitch?
I want to kill Snooki. I want the bitch to just drop off and die.
Why do you keep comparing her to everybody? We know she's an annoying, disgusting bitch.
Oh, yeah. She's an Oompa Loompa across the fucking gremlin. Well, here we go.
Rather than others. About you, but when I look at all my texts, it seems you know just what to do. I get to reading all the rest, so by the time I even get to yours, I'm like, I think I'll check if I ain't got nothing to do. But I do, and I try to keep myself away from you for the night, cause I know that if I keep playing with fire, I'ma have to decide. But I don't even think I want to, cause I know what I do, cause I know it's the thought that haunts me when I think about you. Cause see, I'm not the type to start something to not see it through. So you making it hard to kick it when I'm so in deep. And I ain't trying to jump into nothing right now. So as soon as I start thinking something, I'm out. I ain't even really trying to get involved, and you calling and I'm all like, fuck it, let's drink together, I'm down.
When I'm conversated, we get to conversated, and there we are. There we are. I kind of start to say it, and then it's getting later. I don't know where we are. Where we are.
But when the drinks get to clinking, baby, right, you start to tell me what you're thinking lately. Cause we both rather turn up than try to get turned down. It's better to have fun for the night. When the drinks get to clinking, baby, right, you start to tell me what you're thinking lately. We both rather turn up than try but get turned down. It's better to have fun for the night. You keep playing like you don't know that I'm taking. Texting all late like you don't know why you've been waiting. You got me asking myself, why am I enabling? All of these feelings, man, I don't know what I'm thinking. But I just kick it, I really don't know what it is. I guess that it's just persistence, singing over again. Cause it be constantly taunting me, thinking of you. I think it's got to be obvious, this isn't new. And when we both get to sipping, baby, you know why? I just tend to say shit that's incriminating. And oh my, I kinda start to feel above, and I be talking about us, even though I know what's up, and I know it ain't right. And I ain't trying to jump into nothing right now. So as soon as I start thinking something, I'm out. I ain't even really trying to get involved, and you calling and I'm all like, fuck it, let's drink together, I'm down.
When I'm conversated, we get to conversated, and there we are. There we are. I kind of start to say it, and then it's getting later. I don't know where we are. Where we are.
But when the drinks get to clinking, baby, right, you start to tell me what you're thinking lately, right. Cause we both rather turn up than try to get turned down. It's better to have fun for the night. When the drinks get to clinking, baby, right, you start to tell me what you're thinking lately, right. Cause we both rather turn up than try to get turned down. It's better to have fun for the night,
for the night.
And we're back, and Ms. Looney Fine, pick the trash you want to hear. So here we go with Twisted. Let's be up.
You got 99 liquids yourself. You gotta wear that, whether you like it or not. You got to do things. You gotta get up and go through all kinds of change. Whether you want to or not doesn't matter.
I'm just feeling down. It's more obvious than ever. There's a problem, and I better try to figure out if I'm willing to solve. I'ma ignore him like a middle child. Seems like it's been a while since I had an answer to one of life's riddles and riddled out. And now I'm stuck in this mental house, and these four walls are driving me crazy. And I'm begging them all to take a different route. Somebody save me, and I feel madness on a daily. It's getting out of hand, like dropping a baby on the pills I keep slapping away when they try to medicate me. I'm a danger to my safety. My anger's got me strapped in a jacket. At most times, and lately I react to the fact that it's all here to change me with a middle finger right to the face of the
same. It's like the pressure's so heavy that I feel I'm falling to the wayside. If only I can get away from everything. Spread my wings and then fly. I know I wasn't born in this earth to be so alone.
you are for real, better believe me. Fly with me. Flap your wings, fall, feel the ground beneath your feet. Begin to go away from me. I'm excited with energy, a vision of clarity. Rise above the storm for solidarity.
And your popularity is a drop in a barren sea. And apparently you're nothing but average. I'm a dangerous package. Drown you all in my daydream. I'm laughing like a jackal as I spread my wings and elevate free. I know you hate me, but in the grand scheme deep in your heart, you want to thank me. Cause we're the same weed, all looking for escape from pretty much the same thing.
Lift me up. In life, the pressure's so heavy that I feel I'm falling to the wayside. If only I can get away from everything. Spread my wings and then.
I exist in places you never even dreamed of. You talk about, you know, this little physical realm you live in, guilty and is in sin. How's your courts guilty? How many people do you think you've hung on the ventilators and the nut boards and forced medication on them? You see what I'm saying? You don't have any idea what the hell's going on. If you knew what the hell was going on in your own system, then you'd say, well, now I see what's created you.
And we're back, you know? I never realized until now, but trying to figure out why the fuck they decided to switch up people and for more in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
But no, like, I mean, like, Raiden was played by Christopher Lambert, and then they changed him for fucking James Remar. Bridget Wilson played Sonya Blade in the original one, and then Annihilation, they changed her up for Sandra Hess.
I don't even know why that matters.
I'm just curious. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell happened. Like, they killed somebody?
Maybe they didn't want to do the next movie.
Well, speaking of next movies, when the fuck is the new one supposed to be coming out?
Never!
I know. Let's see. Mortal Kombat 2013. Let's go on. 2013. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Apparently, they're going to fucking do the entire thing all over again. What the fuck?
What the hell does that mean?
Let's see, release date, Mortal Kombat 2013. Shang Tsung, Evil Sorcerer from Outworld, he died with Goro, so they're bringing, all, so it's apparently going to bring, you know, what they did for the first original Mortal Kombat, and just do it all over again with different people.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. You have to be doing like something different.
Really? They got a show that they're going to put out called Guy Court. Really?
Oh, fuck.
They're really running out of fucking ideas to put out on TV.
Yes, they are. See here, apparently, apparently, movie is going to be released this year. Well, supposed to be anyways. Apparently, the new Mortal Kombat movie will have a budget of between $40 to $50 million, which means the budget's gonna be, which means the fucking effects and everything's gonna be completely shot and shitty. I hope that doesn't happen. We don't need them killing. We don't need them killing the fucking movie. Yo, I think I should play another track for that other that dude, that James Ledbetter, whatever the fuck his name is.
Who?
The Bible Thumper.
I don't fucking know what his name is.
Oh, that's for the Bible Thumper. Here you go, Jesus Christ, homosexual. And I think it's kind of funny
that's bringing in this dude, that they brought this dude Kevin Tucker Rowan and to be the director of fucking Mortal Kombat. But, I don't just have any idea on how to fucking direct a movie like that. I mean, considering the fact, apparently the dude fucking was the director behind Glee, the 3D movie.
Why are you talking about Glee?
Because the guy that's directing Mortal Kombat is the same guy who directed that fucking movie. So Ghetto, there's a good chance where they do when they finally release it, they might end up making Mortal Kombat 3D.
Woo! That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Apparently people are going to fucking compare the new Mortal Kombat, even though it's not out yet, to the fucking Tekken movie. Street Fighter was apparently a big flop.
Video is on.
What video?
Becky from the block.
I own it.
I'm sure you do, you fucking pervert.
I'm a PS3.
She's a child. She's just a child, Evan.
Oh, Ghetto, man. Have you ever seen the movie Tekken yet, or no?
Seen what?
The movie for Tekken.
The movie for Tekken?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't either yet.
I don't even know why they would make that into a movie.
Who fucking knows? They make them all, but they made them. I mean, they're making everything into a movie nowadays.
At least Street Fighter was good and Mortal Kombat was good, but what the fuck are you going to do with Tekken?
I have no idea. I'll find out in a minute because I'm about to download it. Apparently, it's already out. Shit music that I was just about to play for some stupid pop-up. I think they got another Street Fighter coming out, though, too. Out here. Yep. I was right, Ghetto. They're in the works of making another fucking Street Fighter movie.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, it really is. But I think this time around they might end up making it into an animated movie.
That's even worse.
out all these movies.
Yep, there we go.
Street Fighter. Release date,
May 16, 2014. Yeah.
I guess what, they're going to have Thor in it this time.
Thor doesn't belong there.
They're going to have Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor, Ryan Reynolds, some dude named Rain. Mickey Rourke is going to be a part of it.
Mickey Rourke? Like that old ass guy?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he going to do?
He's going to be Bison.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Doesn't even look anything like Bison, man.
Well, the dude, Chris Hemsworth, who played fucking Thor, is going to be playing Guile.
Is he going to cut his hair?
I guess so. Ryan Reynolds is going to play Ken. This dude named Brain is going to play Ryu. Jamie Chung is going to play Chung Lee.
Man, she better be a hot, like, Asian chick or some shit.
Terry Crews is going to play Barlog.
Wait, who is?
Terry Crews.
A big black guy?
Yeah. Matthew Fox is going to play Adon. Tom Hardy is going to play Zangief. Scarlett Johansson is going to play Sea Viper.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea. Jamie Lynn Sigel is going to play Cammy.
She better be hot, too.
Kevin Michael Richardson is going to play Blanca. Oh, get ready for this one. Antonio Banderas is going to play Vega.
Wow.
It gets better, but it gets even better. Angelina Jolie is going to play Rose.
Who the hell's Rose?
Fuck if I know.
Who the hell are these characters? What the hell?
Hugo Weaving is going to play Sagat. I mean, as far as you know, gonna play Chung Lee, she does look good. And how about that? She looks. Jamie Chung. She was a part of San Diego, the Real World, San Diego.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Not really. They should have brought fucking Yo-Yo Han in to be fucking Chun-Li.
Yeah. Miss Rooney, what are your thoughts on the cast? Even though you're not talking.
She's too busy poking people.
Probably is. I just think it's funny how they're bringing fucking Mickey Rourke into this shit to play Bison.
Dude's old as fuck.
Who the fuck is Sea Viper and Zangief?
I don't know. And I don't know who Rose is either.
Find out. Uh, Okay. She was first introduced into but an alpha. That's the game that she came from.
Again,
when the fuck did the alpha come out?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to find out about Rose Chick. Okay, yeah, she's a part of the manga, Street Fighter Alpha.
Still don't know what that is.
Okay, here we go. Rose is Bison's daughter. In the, from like, you know, the 2009 Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
What was that, like a movie?
Yeah.
Never seen that.
Yeah, it came out in 2009. She was mostly referred as White Rose. Ever seen Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li movie?
Nope.
Yeah, man, it was actually pretty good. I mean, they had Kristen Kruick play Chun-Li, Neil McDonald as M. Bison, Chris Klein as like Charlie Nash. It was actually a really good movie. I played Rose in the movie beforehand. Yeah, man, you should definitely check it out, though. One of these days, I mean, I can remember that play that you sent me to before for Lord of Salem.
I don't fucking know.
If I can find it, I'm gonna send you a link for the show. For that movie, so you can check it out. Really, some people didn't like it. They thought it was boring, but I actually liked it. It was really good. I still want to find that other movie though. Not that movie, the other video that you showed me before. Well, tell me about the.
This is how you paint the white guy. This is how you paint the black guy.
I don't know what the hell happened to that damn video. I mean, it really wasn't all that funny, but it was funny.
Did you see the video of the cop getting fucking schooled by the fucking by some like some law student?
What?
Apparently there was a video where it might be in just bullshit. Let me check real quick.
where I guess like some cop like you know stopped somebody and then the person that got stopped ended up fucking schooling the fucking cop on like the law and shit like that.
Over what?
I guess apparently the guy was carrying a gun. Earlier, but I don't remember exactly how much earlier I saw that shit. There we go. This man gets owned by law student. On that fucking Best Vines thing. And there you go.
For you, not bad. Just so I can concentrate on what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay, I don't consent to any searches. I'm not, make that clear.
I'm not going to search it.
I don't consent to any seizures either.
Okay. Just going to hold it like my conversation here.
Okay. What crime am I suspected of committing? And you just pointed that gun at me when it was loaded, just so you know. You twisted it, pointed it right at me.
Like
before you actually slide, you pointed it right at my leg.
People are calling about a guy walking around with a gun, so...
Okay, that's not illegal. Can I have my gun back and get moving along?
Need your ID, and then we'll get you on your way.
What crime do you suspect me of committing?
Like I said, people are starting to call about a guy carrying a gun.
Yep, that's a report of illegal activity. What crime do you suspect me of committing? In order to stop me, you have to suspect me of a crime. Can you get your supervisor here?
He is on the way.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so like I said, people are concerned. It's a public safety issue. So, I'm here to make sure everyone's all set.
You make sure you're all set.
Okay,
so I just need to get your ID, and you call us in.
No, sir.
You're not going to give me your ID.
Unless you are issuing me a summons as 17A, 15A,
I need to make sure
requires, then...
Can you let me speak for a second?
Yep.
I need to make sure you're not a felon to carry this.
Do you suspect me of being a felon?
I don't know you. So
okay, if you don't suspect me of being a felon, then I would like my gun back and I would like to proceed on my way.
In order to carry a gun, you're not allowed to be a felon.
Correct. But unless you suspect me of being a felon, there's no reason for you to stop me.
There is a reason to stop me.
Unless you suspect me of a crime, as Terry v. Ohio, Delaware v. Prout, requires you to have a suspicion of crime before you detain an individual. Brown v. Texas does not allow you to stop an individual and demand their ID.
Can I get your first name so I can speak to you on a person-to-person basis here?
No.
You're not going to give me your...
Nope.
I'm not going to be that type of guy when I'm trying to have a conversation.
I'm sorry, sir, but for my own protection, I would rather not give you anything because any name I give you is going to go in the police report about this incident.
There ain't going to be no police report.
There's a police log generated for every call.
Call the pedestrian.
Yep. And unless you have a reasonable suspicion that I'm committing a crime, you can't detain me. I have to be free to leave.
You
have to be a consensual encounter.
Here's the deal. You are walking down Congress Street carrying a gun.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that illegal?
It's a cause for concern.
Do you suspect me of committing a crime?
Sure.
Do you suspect me of carrying a crime, committing a crime, yes or no?
Sure. I need
suspenders. Keep my pants up. Yeah, it's the buckle for the suspenders.
Common practice.
Okay. Yep. It's illegal, common practice.
It's not illegal. You see a guy walking down the street carrying a gun.
Yep. Okay. Is that the only reason why you stopped me?
Yes.
That I'm carrying a gun?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I want you to refer you to Dabiri v. U.S. Dabiri v. U.S. says that a firearm, where legally carried, cannot be the only cause for reasonable suspicion for a stop.
Yep.
Am I free to go?
Sure.
Okay, can I have my gun back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That cop just got owned.
I guess. So, Kotlikoff even know he had a gun?
I guess apparently somebody called saying that they saw him with a gun. I think it's funny how I think how people fucking just talking shit about the dude just because of the fact, you know, he was standing up for his rights and shit. Yeah, definitely watch that video, man. It's fucking nuts. Just because of the fact the cop got owned by that dude. And what's even better is the fact that after the cop was owned, the cop, let him go on his way and gave him back his gun.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find. Ooh, hello, Mickey James.
Yeah, I don't think that video is there anymore, man.
Yeah, probably not. But I want to try to get to that site that had the movie on it, though. You know what you should do, Ben, with that fucking Wyatt Family cover pic? You should fucking Subway somehow makes it that way like you're staring next to fucking either Luke Harper or fucking Eric Rowan. And be a part of the fucking Wyatt family.
I tried to, man, but those pictures just don't work.
but I think it would've been funny.
Because I don't know, either there's no room or, like, they're fully standing.
Yeah, true. And I'm going to guess and say Cho wants you to wear his face.
Or, I don't know, maybe I could try again with that, that cover photo. There's a little bit of room. Yeah, that was a... That's from the movie, the terrible movie that I watched yesterday.
Well, hey, what movie would that be?
A very awkward movie called Killer Joe.
Oh, fuck.
With Matthew McConaughey. He plays a very awkward role of being a killer.
I don't doubt it.
It was just real fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Except for the end part, whenever fucking he was about to, when he got screwed out of, the money that he was supposed to get, and he was beating up his chick, making her suck on a piece of chicken. he's like, you do it, or I will cut off your face and I will wear it. Do you want me to wear your face?
Oh, man. Come on, what's there? Let's see.
Shouldn't that link be in, like, the places you've went to on your computer?
It should be, but I don't like going to that shit. It's easier if I just go to your fucking page.
That's not easier.
Well, I know it's past the having Taylor Swift as a roommate.
that that kid made a bunch of videos.
Yeah, he probably did.
I haven't seen it. That's one I've seen before.
He made one about the teenage girls. Their parents get them the wrong iPhone or some shit, so they run away. Or like how you're hanging out with somebody and then they answer the phone, like, yeah, I can talk. And then he just randomly had a blender there and he turned it on. He's like, oh, am I interrupting something?
I hate fucking pop-ups. Why don't they ever go away?
I don't know.
Neither. Fuck, they need to die off and go away. Nobody likes pop-ups. Okay, let me see. No movie works sound. Oh, fuck you too. Huh? Are you fucking serious? I type in Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun Li, and it says no movie found. I type in Street Fighter, and there it is. What the fuck? That's bullshit.
That's funny as hell.
And I typed it in, and it said it couldn't be found. But I typed in Street Fighter. Street Fighter and brings up all three movies, including that. Assholes. There you go, sir. Mortal Kombat. The Legend of Chun-Li.
Wonderful.
To do. Your camel toe is showing.
Who?
No. You know. Katana's mother.
I see.
And I wonder what other movies are up on this shit. And then just maybe, it just might give me some ideas of what I can download.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's a few. I had a Purge.
There you go. There's a movie for you to download.
Did you watch that one yet or no?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, Tekken's done. So I guess they get me another movie to add to my PS3.
May as well send me that link to that movie. So I ain't gotta look for it.
Well, what I did was I just went to fucking list of movies. And that was on the first page.
Well, I'll send you the link so that way you ain't got to find it.
Yeah, it's too much work.
You know, I think I have a stalker, and so do you, by the name of Cherry.
Cherry, as in Shelby?
Unfortunately, yes.
What the hell is she stalking?
Well, it seems like every time I fucking post something on your wall, she's the first one to like it.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? I don't even like it. There you go. Do you want a Morgan Freeman action figure?
No.
You can get him and Brad Pitt from the movie Seven.
No.
Why not? You didn't like that movie?
Not really.
About the Seven Deadly Sins?
Yeah, no.
The fuck?
The creepy and the crawly. Yeah, Adam family.
This has nothing to do with this.
Maybe not, but oh well.
I like how when them groups about the people posting all that Smash and Pass bullshit, I just keep posting that SpongeBob picture and people keep liking it.
They have the Smurf up on here already.
Like for fuck's sake, this dude put Smash, Pass, Kiss, Diss, Hump, Dump.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
And then once David and Andrea start talking, I leave.
Oh, shit. Already out?
What the fuck? Apparently,
it didn't even make fucking theaters. It's already out. What the hell?
What's that?
There's a Chucky.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, somebody was watching that the other day.
What the fuck? Like, I didn't even know that was put out already.
I guess so. I guess they realized it was going to suck.
Well, now I got to see if I can find it. I got to own it.
That movie looks so fucking retarded, though.
Oh, yeah, but I mean... Oh, no, like, I don't get it. I mean, come on, like, it's out already. I mean, it's absolutely no sense because it's like they didn't even do like any fucking promotion for it.
Nope. Straight to the internet.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I think it's time we kill these goddamn fucking Smash or Pass bullshit.
Man, people just won't let it go. Like,
I know.
Like a candy girl she posted up, I told you about that committed relationship, so I just commented. Committed relationship. Who you fooling?
Yeah. It's like, what, one day? And the next day you're committed to somebody else?
Yeah. I want to see that movie Don John because Scarlett Johansson's in it and she looks real hot in it.
Wait, what movie called?
And it looks kind of funny, too. Don John.
Yeah.
Like, how do you watch them stupid movies that you watch? They give awards for movies. They give awards for porn, too.
Well, look, the Respect Squad. They jumped all over that chick.
What chick was that?
Savannah Burials.
The girl with the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in there somewhere.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw you put making stop, girl. But man, the fact that you got fucking, I think it's funny how like fucking Kimmy and Amanda just fucking all make you get up on her, saying,
if you're young enough to say please, you are too young to need to know if anyone would fuck you. How old are you anyways? That's definitely not the face of an 18 plus girl.
I wonder if they realize how many fucking chicks, you know, who are in their fucking 20s say please.
Yeah, the mentally challenged ones.
Yeah. Andrea.
I guess I should watch The Purge because at one point I saw somebody talking about how it was racist.
How the fuck is it racist?
I don't know. Apparently something about a black guy in it or something, and they kill him. I don't know.
A black guy that makes the movie racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that makes fucking Halloween H2O racist.
Did you say Ro? Did you become Scooby-Doo?
I think I did. let's see. What was it? I think it was one of the screens where a black dude died.
Man, why the hell do bitches get random-ass piercings on their body? Like, this girl looks like a... like a sheet of those, what are those damn candies? Them little dots on a piece of paper.
What do you go, ghetto? You can go up there and, you know, and try fucking peeling the fucking, the dots off her face.
What is that shit called?
I don't know. I forget what that shit is.
But you know what I'm talking about there, right?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah, that's what this chick's side of her body looks like. Like just random ass piercings. Dot, 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 dot. I wonder if it hurt if I just ripped it
up. It probably would.
I could be like in The Punisher, where the dude just took the pliers and started ripping out that dude's piercings in his face. Speaking of that movie, somebody made a picture about that, talking about, what is that, where are they at, Russia or something? In Russia, you don't find Waldo. Waldo finds you. Because a big bulky-ass guy showed up, you know, wearing the red and white striped shirt.
But that's what he's all.
That's a good movie, though, man, The Punisher.
Yeah, it definitely is.
As for the second one, that one can go to hell.
Yeah, that one was just horrible.
As to where I was watching it, and then I fell asleep, I saw a scene in my head, I went back to watch it, and that's not even what happened in the movie. So I dreamed a better scene than what was in the movie.
Make these damn smasher passes stop, please.
Yeah. Make it fucking stop. And people still comment on that damn thing about when I said stop putting David Otunga in this game. Last I checked, it was up to like 57 likes.
Damn.
That's the most likes I've gotten in my life.
Don Cook says, okay, you all have to see me with that with face paint on. Now, Dal wants to know, kiss or diss under the face paint? Neither. What the hell, you're fucking kiss or diss?
How you gonna comment after me on that picture, man? Because I posted up that SpongeBob picture on this girl, and she was like, ouch, but funny as hell. You know, at least some people got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Most people would have just got pissed.
Yeah. And that dude Greg who got pissed off because it's like I put that shit up on Andrea's fucking picture.
Wait, what picture was that?
It was like a couple days ago, fucking she was doing like a fucking smash and pass bullshit on her shit. And her and what the fuck's his name? Eddie Murphy started fucking fighting with each other. I said, who the fuck cares?
It was like earlier in that dude's picture. How somebody said Andrea wanted to do that smash or pass thing. And then David was like, smash. And I was like, pass.
Yeah, it's funny because, and, you know, when I posted that shit, that dude Greg got all pissed saying I was fat, that I could never get a let. Like, and apparently I was dissing on like, Andrea.
Like really? Sure. Like, do we, he got the nerve to say this shit about you, but did he look at the picture that you were commenting on? I got bitches.
Apparently, he's supposedly friends with the bitch.
Fuck, who cares?
Exactly.
That same girl you just commented on posted that same thing in the old Juggalos chat now, too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But yet she posted up herself saying kiss or this.
Wait, hold on, man. Wait, you commented on there. Where the fuck? Where the hell did I comment it at? I thought it was in the singles group.
Nah, man, it's in all the Juggalos chat.
Man, all this nonsense, man, gets confusing.
I know.
I'm kind of waiting on Rain Man to say something back.
Yeah, you're going to be waiting a while for that one.
Since, you know, he probably hates me. He'll probably say some stupid shit.
Well, he is a bitch and stupid.
He'll probably call me like a pedophile or something. Like he used to. You talk to underage girls. What the fuck you talking about, man?
Man, I think it's funny how that chick Cassie on your knees tried to correct their shit and saying young. And then put the same song for a second time, and then you corrected her.
And then I finally got it right. Oh, my personal favorite is this girl right here posting up a picture and all these dudes going wild. And she's a lesbian.
So tired of seeing this smash or pass bullshit, which is why I'm so glad we made it so that way no one can comment.
Damn, man. On that picture, I was the last one to comment.
Oh, go comment on Kiss or Diss from Don Cook.
Who the fuck is Don Cook?
Going to all Juggalos chat, she's got a thing saying, okay, you have all seen me with face paint. Now, I want to know, kiss or diss under the face paint?
Wow.
It's funny how they fucking take someone coming and saying, can I kiss you or both? How either one will work for me. And it's just because of that comment, he gets called a perv.
Man, I'm not on the computer. I can't post my SpongeBob.
Look, it's Megan Kessler, a.k.a. half one of the members of Spec Squad. Okay, you got someone on Megan's picture saying titties, even though he can't spell titties correctly. Megan goes, hey, asshole, you can't even see them. Jason goes, I was saying show more titty.
Wait, is that on her picture?
Yeah.
Man, we had a conversation about her cleavage drawing a lot of attention. Now, just imagine if she posted up a picture of, like, that one chick, man, you know, with her titties all hanging out of her bra.
Oh, look, here we go, fucking Megan goes, so I have to show more tits for you to be fucking happy. You, sir, need your morals checked. And then Jason goes, me, look at you on here posting pictures all the time. Really? You're just a ugly skank wanting attention. Just want to see your titties are better than face. Just saying.
Damn, man.
Let's see. Megan responds saying, LOL, all because I said no, laughing my fucking ass off. Wow, and you're the one who thinks I want attention. Oh, if I wanted attention, I would be posting myself half naked and whining how fat I am, and no one loves me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not, so don't tell me that I want attention when you have no fucking clue.
Well, then again, she posts a picture every time she's going to fucking bed, every time she's waking up. Every time she's going to work.
Yeah, I know, right?
What exactly is that calling for?
Let's see. Adam Carolla goes, I think you're beautiful whether you show off your body or not. That guy is just an asshole who the only tits he's ever gotten to see were his mom's.
Oh, here we go, the savior.
She goes, thank you, Adam. Jason goes, I've been called an asshole. It's nothing new. Adam, you must be a fag to not want to see them titties. He goes, no, it's called, I have respect for women. Grow a fucking brain cell, too. Adam goes, Megan goes, I do not have time to argue over the internet with someone who has nothing better to do than get pissy for not seeing tits. Adam responds saying, hey, I don't need to see her titties when I can see my girlfriend's titties all day long. He goes, at least you have respect for yourself also not to show them off all the time. Oh, well, that's my boyfriend's too. They are his. Why show them to the rest of the world? Well, Mike Layton goes, Jason, man, for real, don't be asking to see her tits. Just look at the fat roll on her neck. If she
if she lifts her shirt a whole lot more is flopping out than just teeth. Mr. McCain responds saying, "Gotta like all kinds of titties." Let's see. Even David got up into this shit.
Who?
David.
Oh God. He's just annoying.
Okay, Mike responds saying, "I was just telling Jason to have respect for women, even tubby ones."
What the?
I get a response saying, "LOL, I'm not a lesbian, I'm bisexual, or as some say, greedy. Mike, you're not helping your case by calling me Toby." And then Mike responds saying, "Okay, cream filled."
What the?
Megan responds, "Yep, you're still helping. Instead of being an ass, how about you try curvy?" Adam responds, "Curves are awesome." Jason responds, "So you're saying you're fat?"
Wow, man.
Mike responds saying, "Okay, curvy. I can do that, but back to the point, Adam is a fag."
Oh shit.
Oh bad. Megan goes, "No, I'm saying I have curves, there's a difference." Jason responds, "Prove yourself, I see you're fat."
Shit's hilarious.
Oh man. Yo, this entire combo right here is just funny as hell. Let's see. Megan responds, "Dude, I have nothing to prove anything to you. You're just another moron who has nothing better to do than argue on the internet." Jason responds, "You're still just a fat skank. Just saying."
Damn.
Megan responds, Say what you want, you're still a little life." Megan also says, "Look, I've been called everything you said and then some for being who I am. If you think that for one second I'm going to let some fucking loser and lowlife get to me, then, sir, you are sadly mistaken." Jason responds, "Thank you, Fatty Patty."
This guy is such an asshole. It's funny.
Hell yeah. Megan goes, like I said, Mike responds, "Look here, Fatty, I am no loser. My mom tells me every day how special I am, so there." Megan responds, "LOL, oh, you're special, all right. And FYI, neither of you have any room to talk when it comes to looks." Megan responds also with saying, "LOL, fuck to her, nothing you say bothers me. I don't know why you say anything. It's not like it's original or new or anything. Here, I'm going to let you get a little more creative. Call me anything you want, and I'll tell you if I think it's creative enough." Fucking combo was just funny. Fatty Patty.
Did that person really just comment about how they bought a wallet for their sister or something and they were afraid of it, but now they're into ICP? Like, is that really what they just said?
I don't know. But, holy shit, we have more shit here. Rick Reed goes, "Just in case, cunt, show us your titties."
Damn, yo. They all over.
I know, right?
Silence.
Let's see, Rick Reed goes, Billy, you're in the friend zone. You ain't gonna see them titties, so stay out her panty drawer and be a fucking man. Say, I want titties. but
them people were ridiculous.
And Andrea just retorted. She posted a meme saying, we need to make each other a video of us pooping while masturbating, so we both have leverage in case one of us goes crazy and tries to break up with the other.
Right.
Now, who the fuck said something about fucking being afraid of walls or clowns?
Talking about?
Oh, but you said that there's a comment up on our statement saying that someone was afraid of something now they're in the ICP.
Apparently, it was something about they bought a wallet or something that they was afraid of or something for somebody, but now all of a sudden they're in the ICP. I don't know what the fuck. My damn phone fucked up.
Where the fuck is that at?
Man, all the way the fuck down.
On an old juggle of chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, TD Knight goes, yo, fam, I need help trying to figure out the name of a song I heard. It's a guy rapping about how he's giving up on life and gonna hang himself with a noose. Can't think of what it's called, and I heard it yesterday and loved it. I think he has a record with Psychopathic.
So where the hell is that Megan picture at?
Ultra Low said. You'll see it.
Man, I was scrolling forever, man.
It's up at the top.
No, it ain't.
It was. I want to find the one where the fucking people are afraid of a wallet.
No, they're not afraid of the fucking wallet, man. What the hell, goddamn.
I thought you said that they were afraid of a wallet or something like that.
Because I guess what the hell was on it.
Ah. I'm still looking for that. That's all these fucking smash or pass bullshit. Past my post, like when I posted up the from the show.
Probably.
La 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 la.
All right, here we go. Let's read this again. I always thought Night and Game was the first song I heard by ICP, but it was actually Tilt a Whirl. I looked up ICP after I bought my sister a wallet with the Hatchet Man on it, and I remember being kind of frightened. Now look at me.
All right, so who posted that? Is there a name?
Kerry DeMint.
I saw her name, but now I just gotta find that post. It's all the way at the bottom.
Posted 6 hours ago.
Yep, at the bottom. I'm in 4 hours ago.
Well, apparently that person must be good friends with the admin of this group. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if, you know, she's a fucking idiot and just decided to be a juggalo. Complainers today. Oh, go fuck yourself, man. I don't like you either. We got complainers today. We got complainers every day about that shit. Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah. I haven't got on it. I always thought the knitting game was the first song I heard by Insane Clown Posse. But it was actually Tilt the Wheel. I looked up ICP after I bought my sister a wallet with the Hatchetman on it. I remember being kind of frightened. Now look at me. Yep.
She was scared in the lake in ICP. Well, she's going to last long.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a true juggalette right there.
Well, look, it's Michael Yonk.
Yeah, that douchebag.
I think it's funny how, yo, me and you fucking killed this shit like a long ass time ago, and now it's all back again.
Well, it was stopped for a good bit, yeah.
How? It's alive again. Tired of seeing it.
Like this morning, man, we were having a conversation on his bitch's picture, and then all of a sudden this dude saw that we mentioned the word booty, and then he jumps in like, I'm horny. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga?
What the fuck?
I'm like, damn, man, you're in the wrong place, man. Walk away.
That's as funny as all hell.
Like, yeah, man. We started talking about ass, and then all of a sudden, boom, here comes this horny motherfucker. Talking about, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Get the hell out of here, man. Dude was relentless. He wouldn't go away.
Yeah, that dude somebody commenting on Megan's page or status. That dude was relentless,
yeah.
Too.
Well, this dude was after her too. since she was the chick there. And then turns out he wasn't just on that, he was on every fucking picture this morning.
So what's the new movie from Friday. It's called what, next Friday?
Last Friday.
Oh. I was going to say, because they got next Friday up on that site.
It doesn't come out until, what, December this year?
Yeah, true.
But there's Friday, next Friday, Friday after next.
That's what could be fine. There you go, Ghetto. You could watch Insidious 2.
Fuck out of here. But speaking of Friday, I love how GTA 5, they completely ripped off the movie Friday.
Why is that?
Because there's a scene with two black dudes talking. They were talking about fucking a bitch or something. Then all of a sudden he was like, nigga. You know how Smokey does.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, man, they straight up ripped off Friday. They make fun of Juggalos, they rip off Friday. This is a great game. Oh, and if you run into a telephone pole, you're apparently on.
You might not want Little Lucky Luck to add you.
Who?
That chick whose pick you put the SpongeBob on. And I laughed about it. You do not want her to add you.
Why? Is that a dude?
No. She goes, LOL, oh my god, the room is spinning with colors. Haha, I'm smoking with a unicorn, bro.
Oh, man. Well, it's all right for now until she calls me, bro.
And then she puts a smile face and goes, I can't give a fuck less what anyone thinks at this moment in time. All I know is I got mad clown love for my Juggalo family. Whoop, whoop.
Well, as long as she's not saying bro to me, I'm good. As long as I don't see it, you know, talk it.
I'm going to put that, Blake. You can add me, but if you call me bro, you're gone.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like yesterday, man. You know that, what's that dude's name? Emerson?
Probably.
What was that dude's name that you told me they couldn't spell for shit?
I think his name was Emerson, probably.
Well, anyway, out of the blue, man, that dude randomly decided to poke me, okay? I was like,
what the hell are you poking me for, dude?
He's like, my bad. I was like, not only is your spelling bad, but then you're going around poking dudes. What the hell? You need help. Quotation marks, bro. So there you go, man. I let him know that his spelling sucks and that he's gay.
Oh, bud. Well, he's a horrible gay speller. There you go.
Yeah. But I'm just saying. I let him know that his spelling sucked.
Yeah, he was gay.
And I called him bruh.
Jeez. You're going down south there, man.
No, it was, you know, quote, quote, bruh, you know, making fun of him.
Yeah, nah, I gotta get you, but, yeah.
Because he says shit like that, and he says fam and fams, shit like that.
People.
Like back in high school, people used to call me B. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's G, motherfucker.
What up, B? What the fuck?
I'll let you know if Tekken's good.
Yeah, I doubt it is, though.
I'm hoping it is. I didn't even know that they put out a movie for Tekken until now. They came out 2011.
Because this is Mike's super short show.
Yeah. Time to go. You get booted off in about 1 minute.
Bye.
Peace.